Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, as we come to this moment of hearing you speaking to us, as we have sung together faithfully, we totally surrender to you, O God. We surrender our minds to you, we surrender our hearts and our bodies to you. And we pray that you take them and speak to us this morning, the beginning of a new year, in a very special way. Father, we thank you for that year that has gone, and we thank you for all your loving kindness and goodness to us. And we pray that as we come to this new year, Father, we will come into it with your presence and your help, because we know with our own strength we cannot make it. So, dear Lord, bless us this morning as we hear your word, and I'm praying that you sanctify me through and through, and sanctify all of us, and speak to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit. Good morning, everybody. And praise the name of the Lord. Can we greet one another in the air? You know, in Kenya, we love that hand up there. Wow, praise the Lord. Now, please turn to your dear friend, or your own wife or husband or relative who is sitting with you, and just stand up and greet one or two people. Tell them Happy New Year. Wow, please, let's stand up and greet each other. Wow, time for greeting one another. Happy New Year. Wow. Yes. It's time to greet one another. You can hug. Okay? Yes. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for being very obedient. Thank you. Now we can sit. Wow. My sermon this morning is entitled Being in the Hands of the Lord. Or in your bulletins, it is entitled We Are in the Hands of the Lord. They all mean the same. Being in the Hands of the Lord. And I want to begin in my introduction by saying that it is great to be in the hands of our God. Because when we are in his hands, we enjoy his love. But it is terrible to be under what we call God's wrath as a result of disobedience. And I want to say that when we live a life of obedience to God and we want to obey him, then we enjoy being in his hands. This morning I want to concentrate on the positive. The idea of being in the hands of the Lord for a blessing. In the Bible, the hand of God means something far more profound than we may think. It is actually not literal. God's invisible and tangible hand is on us, leading, guiding, encouraging, protecting, strengthening and also giving us courage as we go on in this life. Living outside the hands of God is a great misery. And we know many people who are very unhappy today, even in the Church of Jesus Christ, because they have decided to come out of the hands of the Lord and they want to go on their own. It is a terrible thing when you are outside the hands of our living God, because being in His hands is the best thing that we can talk about in this life. In my message this morning, I want to answer three questions. One of them is, what does God do to you while in His hands? What does God do to you when you choose to remain in His good hands? Many things God can do for you when you remain in His hands, but I want to mention just a few. One is that He loves you. He loves you. John 3:16, for God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him will have eternal life. God will love you when you decide to remain in His hands. God heals you and I, both spiritually and physically, when we remain in His hands. Psalm 103:3, God heals all our diseases, spiritual diseases, physical ones. God is the one who has the power to heal us in all our diseases. As I was here, thinking about this yesterday, my memory took me back to about 25 years ago when I was very ill. And somebody was not helping me, even the doctors. And very many people who knew me, I was very thin, and some people thought I wasn't going to survive. But look at me now, 25 years now, I'm alive and strong because God healed me, from that idea of feeling I was going to die. And although I still have a condition, it is controlled to such an extent that now I feel I can do things with my own, body, my own strength that God has given to me. He heals all our diseases. God is the one who will heal your disease. Thirdly, He forgives us all our sins. Psalm 103, He forgives us our sins. The forgiveness of sin is found in nobody else but in our God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And maybe right now there is something that is eating you up and you need to be forgiven today. Our God is able to forgive. When we are in His hands, He is able to forgive you and I. And we can be free because of the forgiveness that we have received from Him. Fourthly, He conquers for us all our spiritual and physical enemies. And we all know that we have enemies, physically and, you know, spiritually. We live in a world where we are surrounded by enemies. But the scripture is very clear in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us, even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then, lastly, he helps us and upholds us with his righteous right hand, as Isaiah put it in chapter 20, 41 of Isaiah, verse 10. He helps us. I don't know whether you have been in a position where you feel helpless. It's like you don't know what to do. But when we are in the hands of the Lord, we are guaranteed help from all sorts of problems that come into our lives. He upholds us with his righteous right hand. Our God is able to do that when we remain in his heart. The second question is, what happens to you and I when we remain in the hands of God? What happens? A few things. One, we are sustained by his hand, as we have already looked at Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. We are sustained by his hand. You are sustained by God's hand when you remain in his hands. In his hand or hands means the same thing. Secondly, we are provided in all our needs. Philippians 4, verse 18. That God will provide for all our needs according to his riches in glory. He will provide in all our needs when we remain in his hands. Thirdly, we are guided. I was thinking about the life of the people of Israel when they were in Egypt and how they suffered there and how God decided to save them from slavery of the Egyptians and take them back to their own country. And how God guided the people of Israel from Egypt all the way to the promised land. We see there were many challenges on the way. And many times the people of God sinned against him. But the hand of God was with them all through for the 40 years of their journey to their promised land. They were guided by the hand of the Lord. They were in the hands of the Lord. And no matter what they went through, at the end they came to their promised land. And I want to say, we are on the journey. This life is like the journey. And we know we're journeying to heaven. And we know before we come to be with the Lord, there are going to be challenges and challenges in this life. You know, sometimes when I hear preachers telling people, come to Jesus and all the problems are gone or something like that, oh, I look at them and I say, whoo, what are you talking about? We live in a world where challenges are going to be with us all through the journey. But praise the name of the Lord. We are in the hands of the Lord, and we are guided. And we can actually say we'll be victorious because the hand of the Lord is with us. And this year of 2018, we don't know what it holds. When we came to 2017 last year in January, we didn't know we were going to go through such a difficult year. Difficult year with challenges. But our God has guided us up to this moment, and He will continue guiding us when we remain in His hands. He has the hand of guiding, and He will guide us. Fourthly, when we remain in the hands of the Lord, we will prosper. Because this is the promise of God in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. God promised His people prosperity. And I don't want us to go dwelling on the prosperity the way some of us have been doing it today. Prospering is not necessarily having property and wealth. Prosperity is something even spiritual. Prospering spiritually as we journey, as we go towards heaven. We are promised prosperity when we remain in His hands. And then another thing is that we will have hope of living with the Lord when we are in His hands. When we are outside His hands, we do not have any hope of living with our Savior after this life. We also, when we live or remain in His hands, will have a bright future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, is talking about, you know, God giving a future to His own people. So we have a bright future when we remain in the hands of the living God. He has a bright future for us. And I want to tell you, this bright future may not just be heaven, as we think, but God can give us a bright future here, even here in this world. And a bright future is not what people keep thinking about, wealth, good jobs, and so on. But a bright future can actually mean a future that is filled with godliness and fulfillment and satisfaction and the Spirit of God. That is a bright future. And then finally, when we remain in His hands, we will continue being the light of the world. The light of the world. God has called us to be the light of the world. And we can only shine to the world when we remain in His hands, because they will be guided and molded and anointed to continue serving the Lord as the light of the world. The last question is, what can we do while in the hands of God? A few things. One, we can live a holy life. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, if there is something that God is really interested about us, about our lives, is living a holy life for Him. Because the scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, that just as the one who called you is holy, be ye holy. And God wants you and I to live a holy life. That is what pleases him. When we are in his hands, that is what pleases him. That we are living a holy life for him, running away from wickedness and sinfulness and desiring to live a clean life, a holy life for our God. He can help us. We can live a holy life for God when we choose to remain in his hands. Secondly, we can be effective for God's service. And I was thinking about the ministry of the apostles and how, because of the anointing they had and the choice they made to remain in the hands of God, how much they went spreading the news all over to an extent that today, because of that ministry, today we know Jesus as our Savior and Lord because somebody actually decided to spread the good news effectively. And I believe that you and I will preach the gospel effectively when we choose to remain in the hands of the Lord. We can also do all things through his hand. We can do all things, especially the things of God, things that are going to be a ministry to other people. We can do all things through him because he's the one who really gives us the power to continue. And then fourthly, when we remain in the Lord's hands, we will be in a position to be able to have things hold. Because in Colossians chapter 1 verse 17, it says, in him all things hold together. We can only have things holding together in our lives, in our families, in the church, in the place of work, only when we are in the Lord's hands. And finally, we can live a victorious life for God because we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as I finish, let me ask, brothers and sisters, are you going to choose to remain in the hands of the Lord, our God? You hear what happens when we are in his hands? I want to tell you, 2018 may be holding many challenges for us and for us to go through victoriously and to go through them as people of God who are shining and living a different life. We need to be in the hands of our God every moment as we continue in this life. Are you ready to be in the hands of the Lord all through? May the Lord help you and I to choose and make a decision of being in the hands of the Lord always. And you know, sometimes we come out of the hands of the Lord, isn't it? About 10 years ago, I was discussing with somebody who had a problem with his marriage. And I asked him, when did you last pray together? At 9 months, that's when we prayed together. And I saw somebody who had really removed himself out of the hands of our good God. The minute we do that, you know there's going to be a lot of trouble. And I want to urge you in the name of the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters, please choose to remain in the hands of our Almighty God, and you see great things being done in your life, things that are positive, things that are going to glorify God for the rest of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.